Hello, good
Hello.
evening. Yes, my name is Ivan. This evening we're conducting an opinion survey and we'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting in the city of Atlanta. Let me ask you, what is your zip code?
30309.
Thank you so much. And if I can know, what is the year of your birth?
Of what?
What is your birthday? The year.
Who is this for?
Oh, this is an opinion survey. Basically, we're just trying to get everybody's opinions about these issues affecting the people in the city of Atlanta, right? Remember that your opinion is always important, right?
Okay.
Is that okay if
we move
forward?
1975.
1975. Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it, ma'am. And also, what is the highest level of the school you have completed in the highest degree or you have received?
Bachelor's.
Thank you so much. Wonderful. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish or everything?
No.
No. Thank you so much. And what is your race?
I'm white.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that, ma'am. From whom, I mean, this next question just state, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not
Biden.
Able to vote? Oh, Biden. Thank you so much. Are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many people, are you not registered? Yes.
Awesome.
Appreciate it, ma'am. See, below is a list of issues. Please select three that are the most important to you. Traffic is the first one, then crime, public transportation, climate and change of the environment, inflation and cost of living, racism and discrimination, jobs and the economy, abortion, access, immigration, and education. Which you think is the more, three of the more important to you?
Crime, abortion, access, traffic.
Thank you so much. Wonderful. Let me see. And Jeff, appreciate it. Also, when thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied when thinking about this direction of which each of the following are headed? The city of Atlanta, would you be feeling very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, someone dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Someone satisfied. Okay. Thank you so much. And what about the Atlanta region?
Atlanta region?
Yes.
The same answer.
Same answer. Okay. Thank you so much. And about Georgia?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, very dissatisfied, or somewhat dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Thank you so much for that one. See, now, we'd like you to rate on how you feel about some people, right? Some groups of people or ideas using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means you feel neither warm or cold, like neutral. And 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or never heard about these people or groups, tell us as well, right? What about Major Andrew Deacon? From 0 to 10, how you score him?
5.
Thank you so much. And Uber and Lyft?
Uber and Lyft?
Yes.
5.
Thank you so much for that. And what about the Atlanta City Council?
Of what?
The Atlanta City Council? I'm sorry, the Atlanta City Council?
Atlanta City Council?
Yes.
Oh, probably like a 3.
3. Thank you. And the Atlanta Police Department?
Six.
Thank you so much. What about the electric scooters? Electric scooters.
Eight.
Thank you so much for that. And the governor, Brian Kemp?
Two.
Thank you for that. And MARTA buses?
MARTA buses?
Yes.
I don't know. I've never been on one.
Never been on one. So you feel like, in Scorpender, never heard of them, or?
I mean, I've heard of the bus. Did you say the MARTA bus?
It's a bus. MARTA buses, like that company.
It's not a company. It's a government bus. But yeah. I've never ridden it, so I don't have an opinion on it because I've never been on a bus. So let's say three.
Yes, from 0 to 10?
To 3.
3. Okay. Thank you so much. And the Atlanta Beltline?
9.
Thank you so much for that. And self-driving cars?
5.
5 to that one. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And for MARTA trains?
3.
Thank you. And as the last one on this one, artificial intelligence company?
6.
Appreciate it, ma'am. Thank you so much. How would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? It is a major problem, minor problem, or not at all a problem?
Major problem.
Thank you. And would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Is it excellent, good, only fair, poor,
zero,
or very poor?
Very poor.
Very poor. Thank you so much. 1 second here. I'm sorry. And how frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week?
Never.
A few times a month?
Never.
Oh, never. Thank you. How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities?
Very familiar.
Thank you. And how frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in typically, like a typical month?
Once a week. Four times
a week. Four times a week. Thank you so much. Let me see it real quick. Times a week. Doesn't have like, curious. Thank you. And based on what you know, what you have heard of, do you have positive opinion on the Atlanta Beltline or negative opinion?
Positive opinion.
Positive. And positive as very positive or somewhat?
Very positive.
Very. Thank you. And what is the first word or phrase that comes to your mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline on your own words?
Outdoors activity.
Outdoors activity. Thank you. Appreciate that, ma'am. See, here are a few statements. After each one, please use on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you strongly agree with your statement, 5 means that you neither agree or disagree, and 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. You may use a number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. The first one says, the quality of Atlanta's roads is getting worse.
10. I agree with that.
10. Thank you so much. Next one says, crime is a serious problem on MARTA and Atlanta's buses.
A 10. Serious problem.
Thank you. Next one says, adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
No.
No, that means zero or?
Zero.
Zero, thank you. Next one say, I trust MARTA's to finish the project they were working on.
5.
5. Thank you. And then says, I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system.
0.
0. Thank you. And next one says, public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood.
10. No, it doesn't.
10. Okay, thank you. And the last one on this one, it says, I feel safe riding Marva.
0.
0. Thank you. Appreciate that. Appreciate your opinion. Also, which of the following statements do you agree with the most? So statement 8 says, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off of our roadways. And B says, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problems, by building out our micromobility system, allowing people.
I don't understand what you just said.
The statement B says, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out our micromobility system, allowing people to get quickly.
By building out the what? Sorry, by building out what?
It says micromobility system. Like MICRO. Yes, uh-huh. Micromobility system.
Micromobility?
Yes.
Okay.
Micromobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars. That's the statement B, right? Statement A says, we can fix a planet's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roadways.
The comprehensive public transportation system.
Oh, on the A. Okay, thank you. It will be strongly agree or somewhat?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you so much for that one. Appreciate that you correct me on that word. Sorry for that. Thank you, man. See, here are a few policies that city leaders might consider when trying to address an Atlanta area.
How much longer is this? I'm working still, and I have a lot of work to do. How much longer is this questionnaire? This is taking too much time. This has been 13 minutes up.
Yeah, no, I understand. We actually a little bit past the half of it right now.
Oh, gosh. I can't. Another 15 minutes. I'm sorry. I'm working. I have deadline deliverables. So.
Is it okay if I can call you back, like, tomorrow in the meantime?
I don't have 15 more minutes to go through this. You guys need to make these questionnaires. If you want people to participate, you have to be faster and not have as many questions. You can expect to spend 30 minutes going through all these. Like, that's ridiculous.
Totally understand you, ma'am. No worries. Thank you also for your time and to having all the willing to participate.
Sure thing.